And then it's the real Rabbi Sateres. It wasn't, somebody left some comments in one corner, right? And he comes back later and he finds the comments in the other side of the room, in the other corner. So, this is probably another machlokes. But the topic of here is whether we chose the folder came in and took the comments from, picked the comments up from this side, right? And went to the other side, but he didn't put the comments which he picked up from this side over on that side. He had another piece of comments in his pocket. And he put that one there, and the one which he picked up from that side, he went somewhere else in the house with. You understand? That's the scenario. So, on the Bezovis Zu, and Motsu Bezovis Acheres, Tuxu Zem Shim Gamel Rabbonin. Okay, so once we told you this, would you have to be or not, and this Machoik is from Shim Gamel Rabbonin, this Anya. It's also a branch about Tuma. Kadam Sheovad Bebais, Bebais Tome. Like someone had a card with an axe, which he had in the house here, and now we can't find it, it's lost. We say the house is Tommy, not the house is Tommy, all the kelim in the house is Tommy. Because I'm going to say, Odom Tommy nichnas l'shom, the notlo. Take on somebody who was Tommy came in over here, and he took this down, he touched all the other kelim in the house. So everything's Tommy. Okay? That's Tanakama. Shim Gamliel Ome, Abayas Tohor. Why was it Torah? Because he holds Shani Omer, he shilu la'achev v'shochach. And Moshe Gamliel says that he lent it to somebody else and he forgot. That's why it's not here. That's why I can excuse why it's not here. I'm not going to say that somebody told me he came in. He forgot, he lent it out. That's why it's not here. Or Shinoklo, he took it from this corner and he placed it, v'niach b'zovis acheres. He took it from this corner and he put the axe into another corner. That's why it's over there. V'shochach. He forgot he moved it. So that Gemara asked immediately, Zovis Mandakashme. Whoever makes the corners over here, the Tanakama just spoke about the guy had a card and the axe here and he lost it now. Right? So Tommy came in, right? He never mentioned about having it in this corner and moving it to another corner. So why does Rav Moshe Gamliel mention moving it from one corner to the other corner? He's only coming to counteract whatever Tanakama says. So Tanakama didn't speak about from one corner to the other corner. So why does he mention corners? So that Gemara says, there's something missing in this Mishnah, and you have to read the Brisa a little bit differently. There's two cases in the Brisa now, really. There's a Kadam Sheov Abayas Tome, Shari Ome Odom Tome Nichnas to Shom V'Notlo, like we said before. Oi, the Tanakama says, Shonichlo, he put it in this corner, and he found it in the other corner, right? The Habayas is Tommy, Shani Omer, Odom Tommy Nichnas. The same idea. Why did it move from one corner to the other corner? Because somebody Tommy came in and moved it. Okay? Right. Vonichu Bezovis Acheres. So Moshe Gamliel, he's chosen from both Nekudas. He's Omer, Habayas is Tohor. Why is it Tohor? Shani Omer, Shilu La'ache. He lent it to somebody else for Shochach. Or he took it from this corner and he placed it into the other corner. And he forgot that he moved it. So Moshe Gamliel is always told that the person forgot. So he had it by Chomitz. The chometz, he forgot he put the chometz in, he forgot he moved it to the other corner, or he took it out, he forgot what happened to it. And Tanakam was cholik, Tanakam was no. We're toiling in the chulder as well. Right, and not just that we're toiling in the chulder, we said that, he picked up the chometz from over here, he put a different chometz over there, which he had in his pocket, and he took this chometz somewhere else in the house. The tether shovel between us and our case over here. And so they bring down, well, why does Chomin take on someone Tommy walked in? Most people in the world are Tohor, right? So why should be Tolim Rov? Right? So that's also the biggest thing. Rosh Yosef said, since the person that came in, believe Rosh Yosef, we're told that somebody came in, quite a hypothetical case. Somebody since we're told that somebody came in without Rosh Yosef, and the main is a Rosh, so he's probably Tommy. That's what he says. Anyway. I mean, Tosafot over here, this whole chashash, it's Tomei, even if it's Chachomim, it's only a Gezeirah Drabonim. It's a Chum Legavi Kalim. If it goes on Sofik Kalim. I mean, Mikra Din Lachor, it should be Tohor. We didn't see anybody coming or anything. There's a lot of spaces in this Tomei, so it should be Mikra Din, it should be Tohor. I see Rashi. Bias is Tomei. You couldn't find the thing. Called clear Bias Rashi, so not the house is Tomei. You can't be coming, the walls of the house, obviously. So it means a clear bias of Tommy to me and Shani Omer. But I'll say Odom Tommy was Nichnas Lashom and Mishamish Bekol clear bias, he touched everything. Oh, then the Gemara asked the Kashas, Dovish Mandakashme, Right? Posach ba'ovdoi. It's talking about ba'ovdoi when he lost. V'si'en b'nimtso. V'zovis ha'cheres. The Gemara asked, the Gemara said, chisur mechso v'ochi ketoni. You have to read the Brisa, the Mishnah Brisa differently. There's two cases in the Brisa. So it goes like this. Hapi toli. Sha'ani ome odom tomei nichnas l'shom v'lokcho l'ibud. V'gabi mokso v'zovis ha'cheres. Shema odom tomei honichu shom. I'm Shem Gamliel b'chul. So basically just put the Brisa out before. Now Rashi is going to talk about what's shaykh to the case of chomitz. Gabi this brayser. The gabi chomitz nami l'rabonin choshesh and shema achbar also. Right, he moved it. He took it. The kin the choshim la'achbar. Since the choshim la'achbar came and he picked this piece of bread up, which was in that corner, ishlokush nami lo zeu elo achbar. It's a different piece of bread which he placed in the other place. And Rav Shimon, he's told him by odom atzmo. I'm just told him that the person himself moved the chomets around. She was also the shochach. So we told him that person he was shochach. I'm not sure how everyone looked at the other gemaras, all the cases before and the previous one. I don't know how if this, what the difference between this case and other cases exactly.
Kamakama holds that it's the same cardinal.
So it should be the same chomets also. The same cardinal, same chomets. It's still the sim and the chara. The sim and the cardinal. But they can actually be taken from here. It's almost a hint that somebody that he that with the machlokes over here is how did this thing move? That's the machlokes over here. Did it move by me? I forgot, or somebody else came in? That's the machlokes coming from the machine.
Why should you need another bedika if you know this is the same piece?
It is the same piece.
No, but you don't.
The tesis, we don't. It's like one of the previous omers. We don't take on this one which found over here. The one we found over here is the same one that was over there. And the Chanamis. Now, Tosus says over there. Tosus over here. He says, "The least of the Rabbonim who should over who should nimtzo." Elikul Rav Shimon Gamliel. Tosus top the Amud. So, two nekudas here. One is I have to be told. I have to say that it wasn't me who forgot. Somebody else moved it, and that's the machlokes in this brayser. The other nekuda is totally in the other machlokes from the previous Amud. Lachar, let's say that now. Omer Rova. Rova says another case. Afu nichnas, the kicker b'chir. The mouse came and he's got bread in his mouth. Right? The nichnas acharov, umotapuru. And the person who owned the house, he followed the mouse in, and he found that there's breadcrumbs all over the floor. But the din is, throw it b'dika. You have to do another b'dika. Nimnei she'en da'af shal afu l'fareh. We can't be told that these breadcrumbs come from that bread. Right, because the dearth of a mouth is not to crumble up the bread. So Mistama, these breadcrumbs are from some other source, and the bread which the mouse had in his mouth is somewhere in the house still. Right? That's the case by a mouse and crumbs. Oh, Vomarov, another case, you've got a child that walks into a house with Vakikabiyo, he's got bread in his hand. The Nichnas Acharov, and you come in after him, and what's the problem? You find little breadcrumbs off the child's gone in. Then ain't sort of bedika. Mipnei shadav or shetunik lefareh. Then you don't have to do another bedika, because since there we can be told that the child crumbled it, because it's there for children to crumble breadcrumbs. So we can take on that those breadcrumbs probably came from that bread which the child brought in. Right? Of course we're talking about breadcrumbs over here. There's the same amount of breadcrumbs that are here on the floor are matching to the amount of bread that the child brought in. Because if it's a small amount of breadcrumbs, and he brought a whole loaf in, there's for sure more bread in the house. Obviously. Right?
Maybe
ate it. Seems we don't take on the ate it. There's no Peshat. There's no Tzadi ate it in this Gemara there. We're not taking on that Tzad Bechara.
We answered the Gemara
before
that it's too big for him to eat.
Ah, yeah? What's it? Oh, yeah? It says that? The amount of breadcrumbs you find, it's got to be basically the same shear as the child brought in, because then you can be told that those breadcrumbs came from that bread, and you won't have to do another bedika. That's Rashi. Rashi says, Nichas Acher of Motsa Pirurin, Tzorif Bedika, that's by the mouse. The ain't told in that kicker boat. We don't tell her that this kicker kept this bread, and these breadcrumbs come from him. Why? Because Shein Darkush and Aspol of Fareh, a mouse doesn't crumble bread. Below is their kingdom. So it's not the crumbs over here are not that bread which the apple brought in. Right. Okay. Boy Rover's got a shiner now. Apple, you've got a mouse. Nifnas. A mouse came to the house, the kick of a fit, and he's got bread in his mouth. Right? But Akbor Yotzei, a mouse came out, the kick of a fit, and he also got bread in his mouth. Mo. What's the thing going to be over here? Me on me, do we say, Hainu Haida Al, the Hainu Haida Nafak, the one which came in is the one that went out, the same mouse ran in and ran out, right? Or do you want to know? It's a different mouse, right?
If it's a different mouse, we assume it's a different bread, or it could be the same bread
The shine over here is different. The stomach, I think it's in Moshe and Rashi, it's a different. Is it the same mouse or a different mouse?
It's not the same bread, it's a different bread.
That'll be in a minute, I think, by the, I think Rashi learns like that. Just see the Rashi for a second. Rashi doesn't say. Next Rashi. What?
In the Peruvian,
it says, Akhbar Akhir. So, is this the same mouse which ran in? I guess that you can't identify the difference between them.
Well, maybe
the twins. I don't know. Anyway, I could put him. That's a shadow. The same one which ran in, is that the same one which ran out, or is it a different one? Right. And some of the same color, obviously. They look the same, and you can't tell the difference. Oh, okay. So in Timtiloma, Hainu Haida Ova, Hainu Haida Nofak. If you want to say that's the same one which ran in, is the same one which ran out. Hainu Haida Ova, Hainu Haida Nofak. If you take one, it's a different one. Let's say it's a different one that ran in, right? We'll say it's a different mouse as well. So you won't have to do Bdikas Chometz, right? We'll take on that tab. We'll plot you from Bdikas Chometz. Since it's the same color, it's probably the same one, so we'll say that. Okay, but what will be if an Akbar Lovon, a white one, comes in with the kick of the fear and he's got bread in his mouth? The Akbar Shochon, a black one, goes out. So it's definitely a different mouse, right? There's no question about it. He didn't have his, nothing had to do with that. It's definitely a different mouse. Oh, the kick of the fifth. So what's the shiny company be over here? It's definitely a different mouse. Mal. Hai vade achrina, who is a different mouse for sure. Or duma armui arme mine. Maybe that mouse took the bread from the other mouse. That's the selfie. Now, is this the same, is it now that's the shiny of a different bread or not? Is it the same bread which came in, and the other one took it from him, or that one ran in, and one ran out, and there was two bread, pieces of bread here. Okay, so that's another topic. Then, so if we take on now that mice don't take from each other, so what does that mean? This is definitely a different piece of bread with a different mouse. So that bread's still in there. So you have to do bedika. What will the din be if an achbar is nichnas, the mouse runs in, right? The kika befiz. Right? So the mouse ran in now. Another case, another mouse ran in. The Chulda yokes of the kikibu fiv. Now, Chulda, as a rat, it's much bigger than a mouse, obviously. It's a weasel's loose. So that this mouse runs in with bread in his mouth, and the weasel runs out, and he's got bread in his mouth now. Man, now what will the din be now? Chulda, for sure, even if you say one mouse doesn't take from another mouse, a Chulda vadi mach for sure, so he'll take from him, there's no question about it. Pardon?
That's one side.
Yeah, that's one side. Or Dilma, no. Achrino, maybe it's a different piece of bread, Bechlau. Why? Because the Me'is of the Me'ach B'Shuk Lossay, because if this Chulda took the bread from the mouse, right, what would the scenario be? The Ach B'Befir Av Mishtakach. He would have found the mouse in the mouth of the Chulda. Right? So that's the side that the mouse is still in there with the first piece of bread, and this Chulda came out with another piece of bread.
And that's the mouse right away.
That's not. These are hypothetical cases. And the minute gets fun.
Probably was.
With a holder in the mouth of the mouse. Yeah. And that, I remember I saw it years ago, and there's a post that speaks about it. It talks about other cases where more talks about, elaborates on things which are not really so. They're not really mice in Bacolia or something which you'd ask a shout, which would normally happen. But it's just,
Maybe it's
the man of terror more than the man of mice.
For historical events are.
Anyway, we've got good cases straight out. So that's the case of it. So what are we saying? there's two studs in here. The weasel for sure would have taken it from the mouse. But the reason to that is that, you know what? If he took it from him, then the mouse should also be in the mouth of the holder. Okay. Then Timsi loy may miss the mouth of shuklosi achvofiu avamishtaka. So now, if you want to take on that he really took it from the mouth, that the Na'afu Shoklosi, they took it from him, right, and you shouldn't have to do another Badika. Right? Oh, sorry. Any sort of the Na'afu Shoklosi, Ya'afu Fi of Mishtakach, so if you want to take on, no, you have to, you say it's a different piece of bread. Let's say, we'll pass it over here as a different piece of bread, because we should have found him in his mouth. So we did find him in his mouth, so you have to do another Badika. So we'll take on that time. Now, what will be, if a mouse comes in, right, the Kiga Bafiv, and he's got the bread in his mouth again, same story again. Now, the Cholder, the weasel, he comes running out. The Kika V'achbo Bafi Cholder. Now, the mouth and the bread is in the mouth of the Cholder. The bread is on one side of his mouth, and the Cholder and the mouth is on the other side of his mouth. Okay? Now, what are you going to say there? Ma'hocha V'dai Yuhu. Must be the same one, right? Or Dilma, no, not so fast. Dilma in Isa the Iuni, if it's the same one, what should be the case over here? You can probably figure it out by now yourself. Kika b'fi achbo mishtaka chava boish de chuchay. You should have found the mouse in the mouth of the chulda and the bread in the mouth of the mouse. That should be the scenario over here. So since they're in two separate sides of his mouth, maybe it's in a piece of bread. Or Dilma, no, you know what? Maybe the mouse dropped it. Mishim b'susi, he was scared. He dropped it, so the chulda picked the mouse up and the bread up. Right, and so what's his take? The kid says it's not there. The moron leaves it with leaves it as a suffix. Yeah, so I left this question before I replaced that. Let's see Rashi.
The take is whether or not you have to check again.
We're not going to resolve this until the old novi comes along.
No, I'm just saying. But what does this? Whether or not you have to check the house again in this case?
I don't know. It must come. It's more just take it. That was in the first case with the two mice. If both white mice, right, and you take on that he took it from him, in the case of the two white mice, right, maybe it's a different one, we take one over there, so you have to bedika. You have to ask a shad about black and white, because that's posh. If already white and white, you have to another bedika. Sure, black and white, you have to another bedika. I will eat poshad delay. But if you're posh it, the shayla over there, we're not choshish bechlau. Then about two white ones, the kati shock of a love will be a shayla. Let's just explain how the more flows over here. Armuye is loshen shlichu mimenu v'notlo uvachavei v'chagigo. Right, enough to be yad, mamaramile min yodi. We get a lotion, it's a lotion of throwing and one threw it from, I don't know, he took it or he threw it from, yishlichu mimenu v'notlo. So he threw it down and the other one took it from him. Anyway. Did they have a shokule? It's the akko atmo hoi mevi. That was the case, the chul should have brought the mouth, should have had the mouse in his mouth. Now the Rashi carries on. Kikav Achbo b'chol, you should have found them both in the mouth of the chulda. Achbo nichnas b'kikav b'fiv, the chulda yotzo, k'she nichnas bo livdo, b'fiv kikav mikam, v'achbo mikam. He gets the Rashi and the bomb on two sides of his mouth. The two things. Okay, so that's good. Okay, carry on. Boy Rova, Rova's got another shayla now over here. Boy Rova. If you've got a loaf of bread on the Shmei Korah, what's that called, the raft? We say the raft or something? The beam, very high beam. You can't possibly get there without a ladder. Okay? Now, do you have to go and get a ladder and bring it down? Right? or eight torich, or do you not need to get 11? You can just leave it down there, do bittel, and just leave it up there. Right? Why? What's the reason why you can just leave it up there? Me on ring, kule high, luat to chul rabbon, and chachom won't matrich anybody to do bedikas chomets after they kach. Why? Because kimz lenochis minavshe, it's not going to come down by, it probably won't come down by itself. It will probably stay the whole of Pesach. There's a very, very small chance you'll come to eat it. So Mistoma Chazal will matrich you to go and get a ladder and whatever and go and bring it down. You can just do bittle to get out of Bali Motzei, and the Chashash, you might come to eat it. Chazal waives that because it's very Chashash mode Rochot. Or Dilma no. Or maybe the other tzad is zimnin denof of osi lemichlo. Or even if only has a very small tzad here, maybe Chazal was still machayev you. And that small, that Chashash Rochot, still there's a Chashash. That was also maspik for Chazal to machayev you to do under Bedika. Those are the two stories over here. So we can just do a bit bittel and leave that to get about the bedika, or no, you have to do bittel in a case like that. You have to do bedika case like that.
The case is it's known that it's there.
You can see it there.
You can even see it there.
It's not so much a question of bedika, but just removing it.
No, but why should you have to remove it? Like, more so the reason why you have to remove it is you might come to eat
it. Bedika, you know it's there.
It's
you
know beer.
It's destroying it, as opposed to checking to see if there is anything.
Yeah, you know it's there. I mean, but this is a little bit problematic. This more if you're more at the beginning of the Masechta of Rashi, but the Pashas of Tosfos is very move on. Chazal said you do bittel, and why do bedika? Kidei, so you shouldn't find chomets on Pesach and come to eat it, right? So here, it's so minute that Chashash you might come to eat it here. So if it's only a drabon, then you might come to eat it. You're eating it, obviously, the raisa, but the Chazal's gezeir is a drabon that you might come to eat it, since it's so rochel that you come to eat it. That they waive the bedika here. This is like a bedika taking it out of your house. Bedika is going to find the chomets and getting it out of your house. So here you can leave it there because there's no chashash to come to eat, or very little chashash. Or no, that little chashash is also enough for Chazal to make you go into a bedika. That's more chashash. Yeah. So that's the first case. That's Robert's first shaila. So leaves it open, okay? So if we take on Imtim Tzilom, if we say over here, Zin is enough of a Osiv and Nichlo, Chazal won Machad, because that Katsas Chashash, Chazal made you do Badika. What would be the case of a Kikah Babo? You've got a loaf of bread in a pit, in a bowl, deep down, and you need a Sulam, so a Sulam Lalosa, and without a Sulam you can't possibly get it. Right? So maybe you don't have to do a Badika there either. Maybe you shouldn't have to do a Badika there. If the first case you have to do a bedika, maybe this case you don't have to do a bedika, because this is less chashash. This is even more rochot, this chashash. That's just the pshat nigmor, because the more is going down. If that case you do have to do, maybe this case you don't have to, because there's less chance of coming into contact with it over Pesach. Why is that? Oh, ain't so. Chochav adai by the pit with the bread. Lo vidu the sokom menavshe. It can't come up by itself, right? It's not shaykh. The gravity might bring the bread down, but it won't bring it up, obviously. So it will stay in the pit. So, right? Or Dilma no. Zinin the nochis le me'abed. It's okay. It won't come to him, but he'll go to it. Right? V'osu le michle. So there's also a chashash there.
If I may, just pose the question that a piece of bread up on the rafters, it's not going to come down by itself. I mean, maybe an animal will come in
maybe
and knock it down.
Or a breeze or a wind or something. There seems to be, there's some chesed, obviously, I don't know exactly what how it will come down, but there's definitely some, you want to say zin in the nofle, there's a mix of, I don't know what the small percentage that will come down somehow. So someone throw a ball up there.
So you have the same case in the bar that one way it could come down or come up would be an animal.
Right, but it seems to be pushing the gemara for some reason. I don't know exactly what the swirl will be, but to go down the pit, there's less. That is definitely a smaller percentage of a chance, Lachara. That's much in the gemara, because most of the intimacy loma that might fall down with choshes. What's by the ball? Are we going to be choshes there as well? So if it's the same case, what's the cheshet? What's the more sophic, second sophic? LMI, it must be that this is definitely no more chance. There's more chance kosher case you have to do bedik if you're the big in the first case. So it must be, this is definitely, I don't know why exactly there's less chance, but in percentages, definitely it seems to be less chance in the eyes of the Gemara. Yeah, Zimin Denochis, Yeah, you might go down there sometimes. So that even smaller chashash, maybe they make you do bedika. In Tinsilom, Zim in the Nochus the Toke, he'll go down the Toke, Ross in the Mifo, Miyah, Chosh, that sad, and so you have to do another bedika. So what will be in this case? Kika, the scene Nochus. You've got bread in the mouth of the snake. Okay? Now, it's the same idea, you might come to eat it. I mean, not with its mouth, but you might let it go, I guess, and then you might come to eat it or something, or the same idea. Sorich Chavid, you have to go and find a snake charmer, Lahotzi or Ein Sorich. You have to go and hire a snake charmer to go and get it out, or do you not have to? That's the next shaila. It's the same passage from the Gemara with the gifts that we have. It's the same amount of chances that you might come to eat it as in the previous cases. And here the Sofik is a different Sofik. Because I feel it if the first two cases would make you do Bedika, maybe it's different over here. Or Ein Sorich, why? But Gufay at Tuchu Rabbonin. When Chazal and Machad, you're on this very Shashash Rochot, with your Guf, you have to be Matriach. But Mamone, Lo Tuchu, when it comes to spending money for a very, very, behefted moment, for a big, Shashash Akatei Rochot, because I wouldn't have you to do a bedika. Maybe not. Or do my lotion or take it. Or maybe take it. Even in a case like that, they'll make you do a bedika. Even with a chashash rocha, you might have to spend money to a house and make charmer. I just read the Gemara with the intim slam. This is a continuation of the previous shahadis. But Rashi, for some reason, he learns this is a totally new shahadis in the Gemara. I didn't figure out why, but he doesn't go as slightly go as there in the Gemara. Anyway, so those basically shahs in the Gemara on a very small chashash for Chazal Machad to do bedika chometz. I said this Gemara is a little bit difficult for Rashi because Rashi learned the whole bedika chometz was only for bali roi bali motzei and not for you might come to eat it. There's one of the tzurutz in front I didn't say yet. Now also talking over here about the case of the boar, we're not talking about somebody put a loaf of bread and he just stuck it in the pit. Right, and he's hiding it till after Pesach. He'll do a bit and hide it. I'm not talking about a case like that. It's talking about a case when the bread fell back somehow ended up in the bowl. He didn't plant it there. He just happened to get falling there, a mailer or something happened. We're not talking about a case when you're mapping it. If you're mapping for your dam, you stuck it down there on purpose. Then there's no head. Then there's no sad in the world that you don't have to go and get it. That's how they come out and the fortune.
According to Rashi, Rashi didn't work out Dafka very well. Because
okay.
There's no chance in the world the guy's
going to
eat it.
Right.
I mean, it's a
sakana.
Well,
in which case, there's a snake, or which case?
Yeah, the snake.
Ah, okay, it's a snake.
It's a sakana, he's not going to eat it. So he's not going to,
he'll let it go. The chance in the stomach, the snake will eventually, he's not keeping his mouth for 7 days.
No, I understand. But there's no way the guy's going to eat it.
Well, after it's been in his mouth?
Yeah, it's a sakana. So the only thing you can worry about is by your eyeball, you might say.
Maybe.
It's not
the
right for
a
chilo.
Kelly wouldn't eat it, I guess.
Well, Kelly doesn't know.
Yeah.
Then it wasn't a matter of snake.
And Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like the first case of Shulchan Aruch Paskin's the hockey in the second case by the boar. There you don't have to do the DK, you can just do a bittle. And so they don't have a pair of paper you find in the boar. Yeah, behind your house, a loaf of bread, you don't have to do bittle. I think you could do just a bittle. Let's see where she could do. Kika b'fi nachosh. Boy b'fi nachosh, it's a different shayla, completely not told you in the last previous shaylas. V'lo domi lahas da'el, v'lo gosin intin saloma. V'lo tzuchu, chacham v'ot matrechi, if you don't matrechi, what's the din? V'yivacha b'liva, and that's what you have to do. Why? Mamoni, what's the chap by Mamoni? Why does it cost you money? Because you've got to pay this guy. He's not going to do it for nothing, the snake charmer. Okay. So the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Omer Bokin, Rav Yehuda Omer Bokin, we go back to the levels of both. Yeah, we're continuing with the Hilchos Bedika. Rav Yehuda Omer Bokin, or Yudalid, you do Bedika on, or Yudalid, on the 14th by night, Ubu Yudalid Shachris, and Yudalid Shachris in the morning. Ubishar Tabil, and Shah Tabil, which is, I think, the 6th hour, round about there. So the Mashmosh of the Mishnah, we first read the Mishnah. If you read it Kapshuto, as the more takes on a minute, Rabbi Yehuda's Machadi do 3 bedikas. Can you imagine? 3 bedikas, Erev Pesach. It's not enough to do one. 3 bedikas, that's the Pashas, so you read the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda. And Chachon Vacholikonim, they hold you do 1 bedika, but they cholik on the times of the bedika. Low Borod, or you don't, if you didn't do the bedika by the night, Erev Pesach. When did you do Bedikah? So you did the Yodah in the morning. If you didn't do Bodak Yodah, you did Bedikah in the morning. So when do it? You've done Basel Chamoyd. Rashi learns Basel Chamoyd means in the sixth hour. If you didn't do it then, Lo Bodak Basel Chamoyd, you can do it in the sixth hour. So you've done La'achamoyd, which means from the sixth hour till say the night, till the evening. That's when you do it. So Machlokas is Pashas Milamala when you read the Mishnah twofold. Rav Yehuda holds, you have to do three Bedikas, and the last one can only be done, not be done after the Zman of this, that's done before the 6 hours is completed. And Chachomim, they hold no, you do one Bedika, and you can even do care on doing Bedika if you haven't done it until the night. Okay, now there's another look in the Mishnah now. Once you've done the Bedika, Masha Mishai, and Nichon Gatsino, what's left over, you leave it, you have to hide it away. Kidei Shalo Yehitzurf Bedika Achrov. And some of this, you have to, I think Ari mentioned that, you have to put it away. You must put it away. It's not just if you were just an Eitz Tova. It's not a chiyuv to put it away, so you shouldn't come to the problem. You might lose it and go somewhere in the house, and you have to do another bedika. Rashi, b'sof ha'moed. Rashi learns b'shoshi. She's in the sixth hour. Shumoed habiyo. That's Rashi types in the lashon moed in the Mishnah. How's a moed coming? Because moed is biyo. Because man of biyo keep it, the time of biyo. La'achra moed, after the moed. What's that? M'sheish shos from the sixth hour ulamala ad shetersha, before night time, before the Pesach comes in. That's the Mishnah. Okay. Let's just think more. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's the time of Rabbi Yehuda? Because more often, the Chol, if we learned up to now, you do one Bedikah. We've never heard about this halacha of three Bedikahs. It's the Chol of Chiddush Gol. So what is my time? Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's the Chiddush of this Mishnah, not the Chachom. The Chachom is the pastors like we learned up to now. Rabbi Yehuda is Mechadish, unbelievable Chiddush. You have to do three Bedikahs. So that's why they want to ask, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. Where did he get this din from that you must do three Bedikahs? Rav Chista v'Rabbo v'Ravuna Domit Shavar, they both said it's Keneged Shorish Hashbosu Shibatorah. The Torah writes it talks about Hashbosu three times in the Torah. It says Lo Yoreh Lachol Chomet Lo Yoreh Lachol Sa'or, that's one time. The other pasuk Shiva Shomim Sa'or Le'imotiv Oteichem, that's the second time it mentions this union of Tashbisu. And the third time it says Ach V'Yom Arishon Tashbisu Shomim Oteichem, so it says three times. I'm not sure exactly what the one means exactly, whether these, I mean, Lechara, that, these are mamish, Bedikas Chomet is only the one anyway, Lechara. Unless these are just a smachos, these psukim he gets it from. The sort of a smachos, that's where, that's keeping the half minute more from over here. It's not mamish the right in this stone, but it's a get of a smachos, Lechara. I didn't see, I didn't look around really. Lechara. So that's what the Gemara is saying. So what's the time of Yehuda? So we've got three psukim, which is where he bases his halacha on. You must do three bedikas. Okay. So Moshe Rav Yosef, because we said the machlokes chomim of Yehuda is one bedikah or three bedikas. Is one of the machlokes, and the second machlokes is in the times of the bedikah. So and that's what the Gemara is going to elaborate on now. So Moshe Rav Yosef, he's asking a kasha now. The way we've learned chat in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev with three bedikas, he's asking a kasha on that. You see, he doesn't hold yes with three bedikas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he's quoting a brayso. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kosher lo bodak v'shlosha prokim halalo." If you didn't do bedikah these three times, shuvainu bodek, then you can't do any more bedikas anymore. Now, why does the Brisa only mention the time? You can't do after this time. If there's two machlokas in between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda Chachomim, the Brisa should mention the other machlokas about the three bedikas. The different Brisa only mentions one aspect of the machlokas. That what? You can't do bedika after a certain time, and that's the machlokas between them. There's only one machlokas between them. And Rabbi Yehuda also holds you only do really one bedikah, not three bedikahs. Not like we understood when you read the Mishnah of Pshuto. He really holds you do one bedikah, not three bedikahs. And the whole machlokas is only when can you do the last bedikah? That's whole machlokas. The more carries on Amos mikam ve'elech with the plague. The whole machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chom is mikam ve'elech from the Zman of Issa and onwards, whether you can do bedikah or not in that time. Mazutra masneochi. Mazutra, he learned this up a different way. This kasha which Rav Yosef asked from a different brayser. He asked the kasha from a different brayser. Moshe Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda Omer, kol shelo bodak. Anyone doesn't do bedika be'echod mishlosha prokim halolo. If you don't do bedika in one of these times, shuveni bodak. So you see the hedge from there that he holds you only one bedika. Amo b'shuveni bodak u'pligas. So machlokas is in that time zone from the Zman of Issa till the evening. Are you allowed to do bedika or not? Rabbi Yehuda says you can't, Chomis says you can. Elo, Rabbi Yehuda, nami, imlo bodak ka'oma. So the kids are, That's the machlokes in that time between 6 hours in the evening. Can you do another badika? So what's the machlokes? So the fees say, what's the machlokes? Why are they cholik on this thing? Why does the chumash say you can do badika? You can do badika from 6 hours to the night time. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't do from the 6 hours to the night time. What's the machlokes? The fees there. And this is what the machlokes is between them. Before this man of Israel, from 6 hours onwards, you can't eat chometz anymore. Right? So, also eat chometz from the 6 hours onwards, you mustn't eat it. Right? So before this man of Israel comes, you can do bedika. After this man of Israel comes, you mustn't eat it. You mustn't do bedika. Why? Because they would do ma osi lemechel. You might tackle find some chometz between the 6 hours and the night time, and end up eating it. So, Chazal said, don't do badika chomich, it's not kedai, because even if you do it, you do find something, you might end up eating it, it's going to be a lot worse. But one of the logos are not choshish akad ikaf, but someone's going to find a piece of chomich and eat it when he's doing badika. And that's the piece of machlokes between them. Why Rabbi Yehuda holds from the zman of Israel, you can't do badika because you might find it and eat it, and chom not choshish for that bichlal. See Rashi. Shorosh hashbosu, it says three times in the Torah, Shorosh hashonos shel hashbosu. Hashposa, Re'iya, Metziah, Hashposa. That's between the chorus. Almo says they go and become Ve'elich the fig. They're cholik and become Ve'elich. For love the midi achrin, there's no other machlokas between them. They're not how many bedikas you do. They're only cholik in the zman of the bedika. So if you hood a little match, rich, shorish bedikas, elo, and it doesn't matter if I do three, elo, ofikoma. This is what he's saying in the Mishnah. You have to put in the Mishnah the Lashon O. It's not three, it's all this. Oi or Rabba also, oi Shafis, oi Bishaf Shishis. Either that or that. Rabban Nomer Imlo Bodak Basel Chamoy, you didn't do it in those three times, or you also didn't do it before the Zman of Yisrael Bichlal, you've done Acharov. Yeah, Mazut Shemasne, Be'edja, he's even more clear in his brighter, the second brighter. He says that Be'edja, Be'echod Mishloisha Prokim, if you don't do it in one of those three times, so it's clear that Yehuda holds you and do one Badika. And what's the machlokes? Lebosi isura lo yivdok. Why? Because reading we make the chazal made a gezeira. Dilma ayli the osik bay. Since he's osik bay, osi lemeichol mine.
But he's quoting.
He didn't say that. The Gemara quoted. He said, "You know what must be what."